Okay, so I mentioned in the beginning that in group one, we have associated conditions that can cause pulmonary hypertension. And these are a list of some patients that are screened sometimes for pulmonary hypertension. The first category, the connective tissue disease, especially the scleroderma patients, they are screened annually, either by the pulmonary hypertension program or by the rheumatologist every year for to determine if they need a right heart cath. The rest of these categories are more if they're symptomatic. HIV patients don't routinely get screened, but if they become short of breath, then they should have an echocardiogram. And liver disease or sickle cell disease patients, same thing. If they have progressive shortness of breath, when they're not anemic, then they should be screened with echocardiogram. The liver disease patients get screened usually when they're being worked up for liver transplant, is when they will identify, oh, they've got pulmonary hypertension, so they want them to see a pulmonary hypertension expert, get those pressures down so that they're better suited for liver transplant. And then the congenital heart disease patients, they're usually getting routine echoes anyway, but certainly if they're symptomatic, their cardiologists will start thinking about pulmonary hypertension.